Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. I always like to start with something fun, and the way that we're finding photos just got a huge upgrade. Now, Google's out with it first, and it's only available on the web version of Google Photos. But rather than simply searching for, like, a sunset, you can now search for, say, a vibrant red and purple sunset. And you can also add people to that search, too, and locations. So maybe it's a red and purple sunset in Maui with my kids. Ugh, super sweet. Now, of course, if Google has this, Apple will have it also in no time at all. They always copy each other, doesn't it? Hey, and speaking of photos, I have one of me with REM. And if you see it, that's me in the corner. Sometimes I just crack myself up. Hey, on that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's called the Kim Commando Show because, after all, I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Commando, here with you once again. And you're about to get more tech smarts because every single thing is now a tech thing. And if you're a new listener to the Kim Commando Show, welcome. So happy to have you with us. And if you're already a listener, welcome back. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And if you're just too shy to come on a big-time show and podcast, I get that. You can drop me your questions over at commando.com. In the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. And I'd like to thank GetRefunds.com for helping to make this show possible. All right, to keep you in the loop on the top five tech news that you need to know at any given moment, and that would be this moment, I take a look at 30 different websites every single day. And we're going to start with China and America. Yes, and as we move closer to a real war, Chinese hackers are focusing more on the good old USA. And I'm sorry to say that they're winning. And it comes down to numbers. U.S. cyber intelligence staff is vastly outnumbered by hackers based in communist China. Today, China has a bigger hacking program than every other nation combined. Yes. And they've stolen more of our personal and corporate data than all the other nations combined. And that's including Russia, Iran, and North Korea. And it's not just military secrets that China's after. They want to know what Microsoft and Google and Ford and GM, what they're doing. And they're constantly trying to hack our power grids to put us all in the dark. They're also aiming for MIT and Mayo, Boeing, AT&T, and every other company you can imagine. So to give you a sense of what we're up against, if every single FBI cyber agent focused exclusively on the Chinese threat, Chinese hackers would still outnumber American hackers by 50 to 1. Whoa, 50 to 1. Yeah, okay. That's something to help you sleep at night. Next on our list of five things, at number two is Temu and Shein. I've spoken before about the dangers of the shopping app Temu. And you need to stay clear because, I tell you, Americans are just creating a frenzy with all these people just downloading their apps and just buying cheap junk from China. Now, not only do both of these apps get access to everything on your phone, Shein is owned by a Dublin, Ireland holding company, which in turn is owned by communist China. And then, of course, there's Temu, same deal. But at the end of the day, these companies bill themselves as multinational firms, but they're still just all communist China. Then there's the merchandise, everything from home goods to electronics to clothing. Low prices, yes. Low quality, absolutely. Can you get refunds? It's not going to be easy. Now, both apps come at a time of belt tightening here in the United States. And on the surface, I know, they're tempting, they're glitzy, they're appealing. But under the surface, folks, you're playing with America's enemy. Coming in at number three, the world's largest online porn site. Yes. And in Utah, the state has blocked it, and here's what you need to know. Pornhub is this huge website owned by a company called MindGeek, and then they're based in Toronto. About 2,000 miles to the west, the state of Utah passed a law requiring all porn sites verify the age of all users. And in protest, guess what Pornhub did? They just said, if you're in Utah, you just can't use our site. Now, by refusing to comply with a very reasonable, and I might add, constitutional law, you now know what kind of people are managing this company. I mean, how unreasonable is it to keep porn from young kids? So here's my take. We now know that porn is both addictive and harmful to relationships. It affects intimacy, sexual performance. If blocking entire states is going to be Pornhub's response to laws designed to protect our kids, we can only hope that more states follow Utah's lead. Next, coming in at number four, are these restaurant QR codes. Oh my gosh, the scammers have found a way in there. And if you're planning a night out this weekend, here's a warning about the newest scam. Before you scan in your favorite restaurant's menu using that QR code, listen up. More bars and restaurants, of course, have placed their entire menus online, you know, because of the pandemic. Nobody wanted to get germs from menus or anything like that. So the QR stands for quick response. It's the small printed square, if you don't know, made up of these tiny lines and rectangles. And you scan on your phone, of course, and then up pops the menu. Well, the restaurant saves money because they don't have to make these menus anymore. But the FBI is now warning that hackers are replacing the restaurant's QR codes with their own. And they're always getting so creative. Looks just like the real QR code. But instead of taking you to the online menu or maybe to check out, this malicious QR code instantly downloads malware right onto your phone, stealing your location and all the personal information on your device. Nice. So if a QR code is at your table, never assume that it's safe. Just ask the server to be sure if it's the real one, or better yet, go old school. Ask for a printed menu. They always have a few of those laying around. You know, I went to a restaurant the other day and the waiter sat me down and then asked me, well, hey, would you like to see a dessert menu? I said, no, that's the last thing I'd want. Yes. And this coming in at number 5. Yes, the web browser for people with ADHD. How many tabs do you have open on your browser right now, this very moment? Now, most people have at least 15 open tabs. Wow, way too many. Well, there's a way to stop all the digital clutter. And here's the deal. You should only have about 9 tabs open in your browser. And I said, that's at the most. So look, I know we all love to multitask and we feel like we're getting a lot done. But a recent study from Microsoft showed that having a bunch of tabs open doesn't actually improve our work. It just stresses us out, makes us more scatterbrained. But there's a new browser app called Sidekick that's designed to eliminate distractions and truly help you focus. It's 3 times faster than Chrome, it blocks ads and trackers, and it cleans up all that nasty tab clutter. So if you're someone who struggles with concentration, you need help staying on task, you might want to give it a shot. I mean, don't let your browser own you. Try the app. It's called Sidekick. Oh, in other news, apparently Microsoft is working on a new Chromium-based web browser to replace the old ones. So yes, we're finally going to have a decent Microsoft web browser for downloading other web browsers. All right, coming up, we have just a jam-packed show. You don't want to miss a moment. I'm going to talk about how you can set a timer when you're taking photos. So if it's ever for a group shot, you're not like, okay, everybody do a selfie. No, no, no. We have better ways than that. Also, how you can set up a security cam if you don't have any Wi-Fi. Oh, I have 5 great tricks to speed up your PC or Mac. And yes, here's the latest stat. This is always happy. Your smartwatch is actually 30 times filthier than your toilet. Yes, but what is the safe and the great way for you to clean that watch? I've got that answer come, as well as we have all of your great calls here on Kim Komando today. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, you can always send me your questions. I read every single one at komando.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim. And I just want to say thank you for all the great feedback we've been getting about our new free newsletters. I know the old newsletters were just, they were bad. They were loaded with ads and links and things like that. Well, our new newsletters, I looked at the stats this morning, almost 20,000 thumbs up today with about 600 people giving us thumbs down. Who are you people? The thumbs down. Come on, get with the program. Actually, most of the people who give us thumbs down, they say, oh, I don't like change. I'm too old for change. Well, here's the deal. You're going to love them. So if you used to get our newsletters and you hated them, come on back. You're going to love them. And if you never got them, well, hey, where have you been? Head over to getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. All right, Vince in New Jersey, glad to have you with us.
I know you're a Jersey girl, so I'm glad I'm connecting.
I am. Okay, here's what I want you to say. Okay, I want you to say a couple of words for me.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, you ready? Okay, how would you say D-R-A-W-E-R?
Drawer.
Oh, you did not say drawer. How come?
You know what's funny? My better half is from Philadelphia, and she says what you just said.
Does she? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you one more.
Good.
H-A-W-K.
Hawk.
Hawk.
Hawk. Hawk.
Okay.
I feel like I'm back at school.
Exactly. So what's going on with you?
Great to talk to you. You provide so much good stuff. Much appreciated. Everybody appreciates it. So I wanted to ask you a question. I'm in the employee benefit space. I don't know anything about cyber, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm at a seminar in Camden, of all places. And actually, Camden, the Aquarium of Camden, in case you haven't been to Jersey in a while, it's really beautiful. Now, everything's beautiful in that area. So I'm listening to them speak, and they talked about HIPAA, which is, you know, part of my world. And they said HIPAA has really been putting some documentation out there cautioning healthcare companies, employers, hospitals against keyloggers that are stealing keystrokes and capturing passwords. So when I heard that, I'm like, okay, keyloggers are stealing. What does that mean? So I said, you know what? Let me call Kim.
Okay. I'm glad you did. So here's what happens. A malicious actor, scammer, hacker, whatever you want to call him, okay?
Bad guy, yeah.
Bad guy, bad gal, is that they will somehow get onto somebody's computer, and typically they get on it by somebody clicking on a link that they didn't know that they shouldn't click. So maybe they get a phishing email and it says, you know, you've won $500, your Amazon order didn't go through, the IRS wants to contact you, Macy's has your new bedspread, whatever it is, okay? Then it always has a sense of urgency, like you better click here right now. Now, when they click, is that that's when in the background, the software will secretly come onto the victim's computer, and then every single thing that that person types is then collected and sent to that bad guy or gal. And so if it's a password, if it's a web address, if it's an email, whatever it is, and that's what they're talking about with the keyloggers, that this is what happens in the background. So, of course, the question is, how do you prevent this from happening, right?
Correct.
So,
yes, exactly.
Okay. So the first thing is employee education, okay? And it's constant employee education. And that's why sometimes you see emails that maybe get forwarded to you from somebody else, and they say, and at the top it says external company link, you know, use with caution, just to keep reminding people that, and as we all are working so quickly and blowing through how many emails and text messages and Slack and chat. I mean, today I was like, I'm sitting here and I was thinking like, okay, I'm on the company chat, I have my texting, I have email, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know.
Holy mackerel, yeah.
It's like, it gets crazy. So it's constant employee education, and that can come from the IT department. And I always recommend that they have quarterly seminars. That also helps lower your cyber insurance as a company as well, as if there is regular training. Of course, antivirus software can detect and remove the keyloggers. You want to keep the software up to date, use a strong password, suspicious emails, turn on two-factor authentication. And then there's also some tools called keystroke encryption tools. And these are designed specifically to encrypt keystrokes so that this way they're not readable by these keyloggers.
You've got
all these layers of defense, but really ultimately it comes down to making the employee aware that these things exist, and these are what you should do. If you get this type of email, forward it to the IT department, or don't, or just delete it, or whatever your company policy may be. I like to forward it to the IT department, because this way it makes those guys and gals aware of what's getting through the system and also what's getting through the firewall. Now, keep in mind, one of the things that you can do is you can actually test your employees for these type of things, Vince, is that there are services out there, and we did it with our staff, and where you don't tell them that this is coming from you or this company, and then they send an email out, and you see who clicks on that link.
Good.
Where's your weak link?
That's good, yeah. Okay. I like that.
And let me tell you, you want to know something funny?
Go ahead.
You want to know something funny?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we did this. We sent out a phishing email about how your Google password, it was compromised, and you need to change your new password and all that other stuff. So guess who fell for it? I mean, are you? I don't know. Yeah, I put you in a bad spot. Okay, so we sent it out to like 50 people. Okay, 50 people. You know who fell for
it? Your IT guy.
My husband.
Oh, is he listening? That's a shame.
I was like out of everybody in the universe who should have known better. That's you. It's you. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Public embarrassment. Sorry, Barry. If you need names of those companies, Vince, let us know. We'll send them out to you. And thank you for your call. Now, the cost of having a company test your employees to see who's going to fall for a phishing scam. There are a lot of different levels of costs. So, like, for example, the number of employees to be tested, the level of customization, the complexity, the reporting. Now, there are some good companies, in case you want to check them out. KnowBefore is probably the prominent one, and that's KnowBe, and then the number 4. There's also Proofpoint and Barracuda Networks that you might want to check out. All right, let's talk about your VPN. The truth is, you never know who may be keeping tabs on your internet activities. Every single time you go online, you're putting yourself at risk. So what you want to do is encrypt your online activities. And if you go to my special link at ExpressVPN, you're going to get an extra 3 months free on an annual plan. Once again, that address is expressvpn.com/Kim. That's expressvpn.com/Kim. All right, here's the problem. You're at the perfect location for a family photo, but it's remote. No one else is there to take the picture. It's so disappointing. You want to have everybody stand there and say, okay, let's all take a selfie. Mm-mm. So here's a pro camera trick to make capturing life's best moments super easy. So once you get everybody fit into the frame, your iPhone or Android, it has built-in photo timers. Let's start for our iPhone folks. Now, once propped up against a rock or maybe on a tripod, head to your camera app and then scroll right to the option that looks like a clock. You tap that, and that's where you choose with a 3-second delay or a 10-second delay. And then it's going to give you time to get positioned. But if you need more time, obviously the 10-second delay is going to be it. Now you don't have to rely on somebody just walking by to take a photo. I don't know about you, but I'm always like, are they going to steal my phone at the same time? I know, just the way I think. Anyway, on Android, head to your phone's camera app, select timer, and you want to turn that on. Select a delay from 2, 5, or 10 seconds, and then you just step into the frame and get ready to say, cheese, and you have every single person in that frame. And speaking of photos, if you really want to edit these photos, you might want to take a look at always capturing your photos in RAW. That's RAW, R-A-W. In your camera settings, just do a search for R-A-W and the different options going to set up. But a warning, it's going to consume so much storage space. So unless you're really going to edit these, don't do that. Hey, stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls and more tips coming up here on Kim Komando Today. Hey, if you live in an area where getting Wi-Fi coverage is just a real hassle, maybe it's non-existent, monitoring your property remotely with a security camera is still possible. There are different ways you can do it. Like number one, you can connect it to a mobile hotspot. Just use your smartphone's data plan to connect the camera to the internet. Number two, if you can, you can run a cable. And that's if your camera has an Ethernet port, you're good to go. Number three on our list, some home security cameras, they come with a micro SD card slot, which allows you to store the footage locally. That means you can still record video, even if you don't have an internet connection. But to actually look at that footage, you're going to have to take out the card and put it into a reader and then put it into your computer. And then that just becomes a total hassle. And finally, if you want to go completely wireless, use a battery-powered camera. Now, these use internal batteries to power up the device, and they usually come with built-in storage for recording video, too. Or, better yet, you can also get a camera that's solar-powered. We've got so many different options over on the website. That's Komando.com. All right, still to come, I have 5 tricks to speed up your PC or Mac, and how your smartwatch is 30 times filthier than a toilet. Yikes. I'm going to tell you the great way and the safe way to clean it. And how about we go back to your phone calls with Tracy in Baltimore, Maryland.
Well, I listen to your show on Saturdays. It plays out of a Frederick station. And I am a retired teacher, but I'm substituting now. And summer's coming up, and I had some extra time. I never really thought about doing any kind of job from home or online, because I was always afraid to look into it because they might be a scam. But I heard
so many of them out there.
Yes. But I heard, of course, on your show, you were going over some options, and I would have never looked into it if it wasn't through you, because, you know, you've given such helpful tips and you're so trustworthy. It was about, I hope I can explain it right. It the lawyers kind of send you their arguments and you pretend maybe you're on the jury and you would say you had mentioned it's not, there's not a lot and it's not a full-time job or anything, but that would be of something of interest to me. And I wondered if you still have the link.
Oh, sure. You know, we'll send them over to you as well. Let's talk a little bit about the cases first, okay? Some of the cases that you get are personal injury cases. And these involve accidents or one person has suffered harm because of somebody else's negligence. And so as a mock online juror, you might be asked to review evidence or testimony and then provide some feedback on liability or some or any of the damages that might there. If you have knowledge of, say computer tech or stuff like that, maybe it's intellectual property cases. And these are disputes over maybe patents. And then you have to look at whether or not the plaintiff's claims are valid. Criminal cases, of course, we're talking about theft, assault, murder. Employment cases, there seems to be a lot of those. That's where somebody says, oh, you know, it was a hostile work environment. My boss sexually harassed me or whatever it may be. And then you have to look at all of these alleged conducts and then provide feedback on that too. Now, you're not going to get rich, as you so astutely mentioned, Tracy.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is something that maybe instead of sitting on Facebook, you're like, okay, I think I'll make $25, right? Or maybe $50 or whatever it may be. And a couple of sites, and we'll send these to you, the names, so you don't have to write it down. But it's like eJury, Online Verdict, and also Jury Talk. We have a whole list of great work-at-home opportunities, legitimate work-at-home opportunities at commando.com, because the worst thing I think you can do is go to Google and type in, I want to make money at home. Okay.
Absolutely.
It's just like, oh, no. That's,
absolutely.
That's going to be the worst thing you can do. So we'll send you these. Hey, if you get a gig, I want you to call me back, all right?
Absolutely. I also have an associate's degree in paralegal studies from my local, I went to the community college.
Yeah.
So this is something that's really of interest to me, you know, while I still teach.
That'd be awesome.
Yes. But I definitely will.
You know, the other thing, too, that you might want to think about, and if you're, like, not so burned out on teaching at night, is that online English tutors, that they are in high demand.
Oh, okay.
This is where you would get some child from China or India or, you know, wherever that kid is located, and that you would put together a curriculum to teach them English, or the curriculum may have already been made for you, and then you are pretty much, you are acting as an English teacher walking them through. And so that's also another really great opportunity. And if I can give a plug for my sister, okay, my sister is looking for online teachers as well. My sister is an educational psychologist, Tracy.
Oh, okay.
And she has a school in Southern California, and it's called the Davidson Learning Center, mm-hmm. and she's amazing. And she, with kids that have autism, ADHD, she has a couple of students with Duke chromosomes. And so these kids really cannot excel in a standard school setting. And so in her school, she has one teacher for one student. Now, some of her teachers are remote. And so if you had an inkling to do anything like that, she's always looking for great teachers. And you can check out her website at davidsonlearningcenter.com. Again, that's davidsonlearningcenter.com. That's my sister, Dr. Davidson, Christine Davidson. Let me tell you, she is the salt of the earth. That woman is amazing. She's just simply amazing. Tracy, hang on the line. We're going to send you links to these for everybody else. Just search over at commando.com, legitimate work-at-home opportunities. You know, there are some other unique ways to make money, folks. I mean, you don't want to put your house on Airbnb, but what about the garage? There's a site called neighbor.com, and that's where you can rent out a garage, somewhere to park an RV, a regular parking space, a shed, storage space, you name it. And people are making pretty decent money from this. There's a nice 30 by 10 foot unpaved lot in Phoenix for $125 a month. Now, from the site, it says, book soon, unpaved lots don't last long. This is a rare find. I guess if you need one. Now, let's say you do great voice impersonations. Maybe it's a Morgan Freeman or Arnold Schwarzenegger or maybe a Fran Dresser. Now, you might be able to make some money with that. One guy with many, many five-star reviews can do 50 different voices, including Borat, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates. He's got more. The going rate is about $25 for 10 words. 100 words is $40. And if you want to pay for broadcast rights, meaning like, say, for example, you want to use it on your own podcast or maybe on your own show, is that they're going to charge you sometimes double of what that rate is. And as a matter of fact, we had, well, we didn't have the real Morgan Freeman. We actually hired a Morgan Freeman guy over on Fiverr.com. And here, take a listen to him.
The Kim Komando Today podcast is a remarkable program, a true gem in the vast sea of digital media. It's like a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, comforting and invigorating at the same time.
It actually sounds like him. Well, I think so. My husband doesn't. He's like, that is not Morgan Freeman. Oh, well. All right, let's do a great tip that you can use time and time again. And this week is brought to us by Dr. Marty Petz. Five tricks to speed up your slow computer, because if it's running at a snail's pace, I mean, you don't have to break the bank to give your machine a boost. Here are some easy hacks that you can try. Now, first up, if you can make a cup of coffee in the time that it takes a web page to load, if the answer is yes, just reboot. Okay, it's simple. I mean, when's the last time you actually rebooted your computer? You should try to do it at least once a week. This simple trick does wonders for speed. Next up, take a look at what's starting up when you're starting up your computer. I'm talking about these startup programs. You want to disable any programs you don't use because it's actually going to speed things up. You want to uninstall any software you don't use. The more stuff on your computer, let me tell you, the slower it runs. You also want to clean out the junk. Use a program like Disk Cleanup to get rid of unnecessary files and temp files and other junk that's clogging up the performance. And finally, clear out the cache and the cookies. Your computer stores information in the cache that things are just going to need again. So clearing all this out is going to free up space and also speed up things at the same time. Or you can just format the hard drive, donate it, and buy a new one. I know, who wants to do that? All right, stay right where you are, because coming up, we have more of your phone calls as well as the safe way to clean a wearable here on Kim Komando Today. All right, back to the phones we go with Skip in Milwaukee, Oregon.
Well, I am in need of a new email address, and I didn't really know where to look. I wanted to make sure something was safe, easy to use, and that somebody wouldn't be snooping on me. And I thought, gee whiz, I think Kim Komando could probably help me on that. So, and I've been having people email me that are trying to do nefarious things like, oh, we had to lock down your XYZ account because this was, and those are people trying to scam me. So ultimately, I think I want to get rid of my current email address. So I need something new. And I just don't want to go out there and cherry pick something and be in a worse position than I currently am.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have free and you have paid services.
Okay.
Right. Your free services, Gmail, Yahoo, Outlook, you know, if you use a lot of Google products, of course, you know, Google is going to track everything that you do, and they do all the time, whatever you're doing anyway.
Yeah.
But a lot of people get kind of freaked out when they're just like, oh, well, then Google's going to read my email. Yeah, they will.
Yeah.
You know, they say they're not, but they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I don't,
you know.
I'm not really interested in that. My life
and then
is
you
my
have,
life.
If you are... You have if you use a lot of Microsoft products. You know, you're big on Calendar and Word, and then you might want to look at an Outlook address because
okay.
That's from Microsoft. Yahoo is, of course, that's another free one. It gives a lot of storage options, and it's free, and it's really simple to use, and it's easy to actually incorporate that into a lot of your other mail programs, say on your phone or whether you're using an iPhone or something else. If you're looking for secure email, email that is focused on privacy, that's where you're going to look at Start Mail. And Start Mail has a big focus on privacy and security.
Okay.
It has end-to-end encryption. It's a great option if you're concerned about your online privacy. They don't read your email.
Okay.
And they do have some new features that will allow you to, if you had old email that you wanted to bring into the Start Mail account, if you had email that you wanted to save for some reason, is that they do have some tools now that can bring that right over.
Oh, cool.
And of course, you know, there's a monthly cost for that. Depends upon the, you know, whatever deal that they're offering, but, you know, expect to pay around $10 a month for that. But, you know, anytime the product is free, right, Skip, you're the product. So, you know, nobody can just give you free email
right.
if they're going to say that we're not going to sell, lease, distribute your data to anybody, and they're going to give you end-to-end encryption. You just can't do that for free because it's a business model. So for that, check out startmail.com. There's another option called Proton Mail. It does the same thing, and it's also about the same price. And again, that's StartMail or Proton Mail. Skip, thank you so much for your call today. Okay, let's look at the clock. Oh, I can squeeze in one more phone call. I'm so excited. Jim in Chicago, welcome.
Hi, Kim. Love your show. Love your podcast. God, I think I spend a lot of my Saturday nights on the way home listening to your program here in Chicago. So it's an honor to talk to you. I have a question. I just got a new car. And I'm finding out that all the new cars are not coming with CD players any longer. And I have a bunch of CDs, of course, that I'd like to play. I'm just wondering, I have a USB port in my car, and I have a USB-C port in my car. Am I able to download my CDs onto a thumb drive, or I've seen these SD drives that are appearing that are.
Yeah, you know, yeah, you can do all that. I mean, you know, basically what you can do is you're going to use Windows Media Player or Audacity or whatever one you want, and you're going to rip those CDs, and then you could playlist together, anything that you want, and then you're going to put that on the USB port, and then when you plug that into your new car, is that it's going to pop up on the screen and say, hey, look what we found, Jim. We have all your music. Is this something that you want to listen to right now instead of, not instead of me, that would hurt my heart, Jim.
No,
right?
I only listen in your non-playing hours and after listening to your podcast.
Excellent. That was the best answer. Okay. The other thing, too, is that in that USB port, if you didn't want to go through all this hassle of ripping and burning and, you know, getting things on thumb drives, is that you can buy a CD drive that you plug into the car's USB port.
Oh, okay.
So basically, you're just going to add a CD player to your new car. I will give you a warning, though, that when you look at these on Amazon, is that typically at the bottom, so just don't go buy one, just, oh, yeah, this looks like it, and then put it in your cart, is that somewhere in the bottom of these listings that they'll tell you what makes and models of cars are supported.
Okay.
In what years. So just make sure that you check that. They're always about $80. Another thing that you might want to do is you can pick up, like, an old iPod.
Okay.
Or an old MP3 player, and then you can, so instead of a thumb drive, because this way you have some controls. And, like, if you had an old iPod player, that maybe you could access it through the Ford app.
Okay.
And with that thumb drive, you can probably access that through the Ford app as well. So, yeah, you can put it on a thumb drive. And I think we've got a lot of these how-tos over on the site. The same thing with that MP3 or iPod. And then, again, that's just that CD player that plugs into your car's USB port. They're about $80. And then you don't have to rip and make anything, which is always a great idea, isn't it? And as I mentioned, they're about $80. Hey, Jim, thank you so much for your call. Hey, just a couple of things before we wrap up for this week. Your smartwatch or smart ring, wearable gadgets host 30 times more bacteria than your toilet. So here's how you clean your smartwatch. First thing, you turn it off, remove the straps. You take a small amount of rubbing alcohol to a cloth or cotton swab, and then you use it to wipe the screen or the exterior of the watch. Now, be careful not to get any alcohol in the straps. It just might damage them. You want to let the watch air dry completely before putting the straps back on and turning back on. Now, another idea, you can use a UV sanitizing box to kill any bacteria on that wearable. And speaking of cleaning, I just saw a movie containing mild violence about cleaning supplies. Yeah, it was rated Squeegee 13. Oh, that was a bad one. Hey, tell three friends about the Kim Komando Show and the Kim Komando Today podcast, because everyone needs more tech smarts. You can find me 24/7 over at the website, komando.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
Hey, it's Brooke. If you're thinking about doing a summer staycation, I'm telling you, the Sheraton Grand at Wild Horse Pass is the best place to do it. I went with my family and we had a blast. And I think they lost some money on us during the breakfast buffet, because Beau can eat a lot and I'm pregnant and the food is so good. Plus, it's just a beautiful, secluded, peaceful property. Book your stay now at the Sheraton Grand at Wild Horse Pass. Rates start at just $229, and if you use promo code ZJL, you get $50 in daily resort credit. Book now at Marriott.com.